Our sermon this morning will be brought to us by Mr. Bob Zimmer. I want to introduce Bob. Bob is the chair of our social ministry and was also actually the chair of my call committee a few years ago. So I especially think Bob's a good person. So welcome Bob this morning as he brings us the word.
Okay. Yeah. In that psalm melody today, how good and pleasant it is to live together in unity. I pray the thoughts in my heart, the words of my mouth, will be pleasing to you, God. This is Reconciling in Christ Sunday, and it is part of our mission here at the Lutheran Church of Honolulu. And what does that mean? In our haiku of welcome, it means welcoming to all. It means we welcome the poor, the homeless, the rich, gays, straights, people of different racial ethnicity. We welcome everyone to this church. It's God's church. Jeff mentioned that I was chair of his call committee, and when the bishop came here to instruct us on our call, he said, God knows who your next pastor is going to be. You just have to find him. And I think we really did. We found a man who really enlightens us in God's word. But we want to be sure that through the Reconciling in Christ program, that we are welcoming to all. Particularly, we ask on this Sunday to think of the gay, lesbian, bi, and transgender community. Welcoming to this place for worship. Worship that is meaningful to our lives. We have adult education between services. We have Bible study on Thursday. These are things that to me are helpful beyond the sermon that we hear from our pastor on Sunday and learning God's word. Growing means that to enlarge our community in spirit and in the numbers sometimes that come to our church so that we can support the mission that we have. Serving God, serving our Lord, serving each other, having programs that are meaningful in our community. Our community is Christ's community. It's not just ours. Christ has planted us here. God has planted us here as caretakers to welcome each other. Being fishermen of people, as in the children's sermon, to go out and find people, not being afraid to tell people where we worship and what our worship is about. And welcoming to all people, recognizing that we are all guests of God. We sometimes think of the church as our church. Yes, we are the supporting foundation of this building, but we built this building as being the church of God, for God, creating a welcoming environment where all are received with joy, that we can smile and enjoy the company of each other, fostering a community of diversity and affirming God's grace to all. How boring it would be if each of us came in here with the same identity. There would be nothing to talk about, nothing to share. But diversity makes that happen. And offering hospitality and accessibility to all through the welcoming that we welcome you to this church and let you know that you are a part of God's plan. As a part of the RIC, we are an ecumenical community which welcomes people of all sexual orientations. The identities, that we celebrate on the fourth Sunday in January each year as a welcoming Sunday in the Lutheran tradition. Today's psalm said, "How very good and pleasant it is when kindred live together in unity." We are kindred in each other. God is our Father, Mother. And we live together under that dome that He wants us together as one. This past week on Wednesday evening during the service of prayer for Christian unity, it was called for what Ezekiel said, that they may become one in your hand, talking in terms on that particular night that all churches may become one in His hand. Our teaching tells us that what has been uttered to us through the Word, hopefully we find understanding what that word means and that we can utter those words to other people. We need to understand that each of us is a part of the whole being of what Christ wants us to be. In unity, we come to His table and receive the sacraments. In doing this, we find ourselves together in Christ. There is no you, there is no me, there is no other. We are all one, together in worship as a church. I did learn in a management class years ago that all people are alike, but no two people are the same. Each one of us has our own identities, but they shouldn't be identities that separate us. Those differences should be the things that bring us together to enjoy what we have and respect those things. A way to learn to love each other and be blessed by those differences. We need to find the marginalized, those people who live outside, those people who have not been brought in, and invite them to take part in the celebration of our togetherness. Our presiding bishop, Mark Hansen, in the January Lutheran, talked about the respect that is a fraudulent privilege that makes the experience and perspectives of some the criterion for valuing others. It can even determine who can participate fully in the work and activities enjoyed by the privileged groups. The respect of persons as a system of privilege that enfolds a community and a common life, dominated by, identified, and centered on the experiences and perspectives of the privileged. He goes on to say, the great irony is that this system of privilege dishonors and disadvantages everyone, even those who are privileged. Think of the racist and sexist discrimination that impoverished the whole community when the wisdom, passion, expertise, and skills of some are devalued or excluded. In 1958, my high school theme paper was about apartheid. Surprised me, I wasn't a very good student. It came back to me with a nice big A on it. It was something that in 1958, I had no sense of in particular, because I lived in a small town in Minnesota of 300 people. There were no people except white people in that community and one American Indian family. I knew nothing about the Negro. I saw them waiting on people and serving coffee in the train when I went to the cities. I saw them shining shoes and what seemed like other menial jobs, but working very hard. I wrote on that paper because I didn't like what I heard about the separation. Racism, basic training in the service was another thing that surprised me. I didn't expect to hear people using some of the disparaging remarks they did. Then we had the awakenings in our country, the assassination of John Kennedy, the assassination of Martin Luther King, whose birthday we just celebrated this past Monday, the assassination of Robert Kennedy, assassination of Harvey Milk, who is now celebrated in a movie that has been released, and the mayor, George Moscone, the civil unrest, the integration of schools, too many things to mention all of them. When you think of these events and these people and what they stood for in equality, what did we lose by losing them, and what could have been done with their experiences and perspectives? The system of privilege, even when over racism and sexism are recognized, operates in subtle ways. White, straight people live nearly everywhere in the U.S., obliviously inattentive to their racial and sexual identity. Similarly, white, straight men can enjoy success at work without others expressing surprise in their ability. However, many women and non-heterosexual persons have different experiences. Quoting Bishop Hansen, he says, "This fraudulent system of privilege also affects our life in the church. For this reason, one guiding commitment of the church-wide plan for mission is a deliberate attention to racism, sexism, and other forms of exclusion." He continues later, "We follow this course of hope, however, because we know Jesus bore the violence and shame of human sin to a new creation that might bring the dignity and honor of God's forgiving mercy to all. Although this is RIC Sunday, we must think of the broader picture when we think of where we really need to go with our future as a church. A body of God's people that come together, nourishing each other with the same love that God has always given us. This we can do for each other and the world in a shared life that embodies Christ's gracious regard for all." How wonderful that psalm was today that began with, "How very good and pleasant it is when kindred live together in unity." David Weiss, who's a theologian along with his family that lives in St. Paul, wrote an article, started out with, "Something's been bugging me, sodomy and civil rights." He said to vote on Proposition 8 in California or any other state initiatives seeking to ban same-sex marriage based on the Bible is a moral equivalent of using biblical texts to support slavery or apartheid, that it is obscene. Likewise, the prophet Ezekiel, who also is acquainted with the sodomy lifestyle, he rails against them because in the midst of their abundance, they were indifferent to the needy. That is what he says about the town of Sodom, that the people were railed against because of their disregard for the needy. By being an RIC congregation, we look to bring the wholeness of life to more people. We have a lot of information that I could give you about what the RIC program is. Just in general, it's a program that people of all sexual orientations and gender identities share the worth that comes from being unique individuals, all created by God. That people of all sexual orientations and gender identities are welcome within the membership of this congregation. That as members of this congregation, people of all sexual orientations and genders identify and are expected to encourage others. I've come out, a lot of other people have come out. I want you to know who I am. I don't want my sexual identity marking me as that is who I am, but I am Bob Zimmer, a person. And just one final thing about my spiritual journey. Years ago, when I was living in Sioux City, Iowa, I went to a AA conference, or 12-step conference, not supposed to identify that, in Kansas City. And the whole weekend was on spiritual awakening. And I prayed and prayed and prayed that weekend about myself, who I am, and how I should identify myself. And nothing much seemed to come of it, but on the way back, we stopped for a service, what the Catholic gay group had in Omaha, Nebraska. And I was sitting there during that service thinking about the past weekend. All of a sudden, tears just welled up and I could not stop them. And I just kept asking myself, what is this about? God, give me a clue. And what I heard was, or at least I think I heard, was, Bob Zimmer, you are a decent, good human being, and you are exactly who you are, and God has been good for you. Let us be good for others. Let us celebrate our differences. Let's not exclude other people. Heavenly Father, I give you thanks for this opportunity to speak this day, for your gracious love for me and for others. Amen.